Sean Poppe, big time stuff today. Again, a 7-point victory on the road at Notre Dame. I got to ask you, first things first, we went through the checklist of the things you wanted to get done, and by my count, you checked all the boxes. Am I right or wrong about that?
100%. That was a total team effort. We trusted a game plan, stayed with a game plan. We knew Hidalgo was good, but if we stayed with everything else, you could give yourself a fighting chance. Just a total team effort. But ultimately, it was on the defensive end of the floor. And then we got in that same situation, right? I think we're up five, under five media. We draw a timeout play. We execute it, get a layup to get it to seven, and then we just stayed with it. It didn't panic. You know, that's what this sport's about. It's what, you know, good teams do. And what I mean by that is we just went through the same situation and we learned from it to come into a hostile environment, a really good basketball team, and finish down the stretch. Now, I really wish we didn't have to go through what we did at Virginia Tech to learn that lesson, but, you know, again, really, really proud of the group.
Coach, multiple times where the Fighting Irish cut it to five in the fourth quarter in a very similar situation to what happened in Blacksburg. Taylor Johnson-Matthews hits a big couple shots at the end of the shot clock. Rachel gets a big layup. What did you see from your senior group specifically that you really challenged throughout the course of the week to step up in these fourth quarters?
Well, I just be confident, right? You're really good basketball players, and there's no need to be timid. Whether you're on the road at Virginia Tech or here in front of 8,000 people, like, you're a really good basketball player and team, and if we execute, we're going to put you in spots. There's no reason to be timid. Have confidence. Taylor Johnson-Matthews came up huge, and give her credit. I mean, I don't know if you guys watched yesterday, but we finished our team scout at, I would say, 8:30, 9 o'clock. She was still in there with KG for an extra hour, just diving into film and how can she get looks, and you know, came up big, 7 for 8 for us in 22 minutes. All while, again, there was a lot of other performances, but that one sticks out.
You know, we talked about the second chances and maybe winning those and then keeping Notre Dame off the glass. You guys got stops with brilliant team defense and then rebounds. I think we talked about that maybe like 12 of the first 13 rebounds or something like that in the second half. You guys got – was that a point of emphasis at halftime that you talked to your team
Well, about? They have a couple that come in there like bandits, and it's like, okay, take them out, and then the rest of us team rebound. And I thought we did a really good job of putting bodies on, and then the ones that were free runners come in there.
Yeah.
And so it takes, again, both, right? Someone's got to do their job and box out the Prospers and the – and obviously Hidalgo comes in there while others come in, you know, get them bodies, and then the rest of us gang rebound. So – I didn't realize it was 40-20 though on that side of the numbers. I knew we had an advantage there, but I didn't know it was that big.
Coach, how can this team build on this going forward with a refreshed sense of confidence after a signature road win?
Well, I mean, we get to come back to Little John here in 2-3 days. The weather's, I know, back home not very nice. We're going to stay here tonight. We'll be back in town tomorrow, and boy, we need every one of y'all to come out Thursday and Sunday. It's a huge. Home swing for us as we head. I think this puts us right back in the NCAA tournament conversation. And how do we grow from it? And I think there's a lot of really good basketball still left. This is a really good basketball team that's fighting every single day for Clemson University, and I couldn't be more proud.
Well, it's going to make a long road trip really, really sweet here at the end. Coach Poppe, thanks for the time. Go celebrate.
Ain't no better place to celebrate than in their city.
Yeah,
go Tigers.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Sean Poppe.